I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. Would you like 1,000 monks praying for you? Did you know consciousness or vibrations can be measured and raised on a property or around you in a mobile device? My two guests today have developed technology over many years to provide this service. Meet Jeffrey Stegman and Clayton Stedman, who will discuss this amazing energy and opportunity. Jeffrey Stegman's focus has been on creating a high consciousness culture in his businesses, which parallel his own personal spiritual path. Jeffrey is the co-owner of two manufacturing businesses, including one that has been in business since 1835. FLFE is a confluence of Jeffrey's manufacturing, engineering, business, and spiritual evolution. Information is available at www.flfe.net. Clayton Stegman has worked in the education, training, and coaching business for over 30 years. For the last 20 years, he has focused on business as a spiritual path in his coaching practice. Since discovering consciousness kinesiology, he has done over 5 million consciousness kinesiology celebrations and created over 10 consciousness assessments and several unique energetic medicine protocols. FLFE is a continuation of his purposeful intention to create the conditions for humanity to have a higher level of consciousness. Their goal is to raise the consciousness of the world one property at a time. Focus Like Force is a service company providing a subscription to greatly increase the level of consciousness on a property and around a mobile object to a very noticeable and beneficial level, and provides a free trial so that people can feel it themselves. I am so impressed with this service, I have subscribed and also act as an affiliate for it. I hope you will consider signing up for the free trial and service through my Cancer Foundation at holisticcancerfoundation.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Jeff and Clayton, and I look forward to hearing about multiple aspects of consciousness. I did want to tell you that I've been interested in consciousness and energy since about 1970, when I went to a conference at Drew University, and I had an experience when I was driving back to North Carolina where I was teaching, where everything I had ever studied seemed to enter my mind, and it was putting everything together in a different way than I had thought of it earlier. And what I ended up with was my energy theory of nursing and health, and I worked on that over 30 years. And I think I had 3 books in which I used that. The last one was where I applied the theory to a community. And the first 2 were applying it to individuals. And what I did was take the concept of energy and also use the systems theory, which you probably are aware of. Was it Clayton was in engineering? And I think that was something that was used in engineering at one time. So I've had this interest for a long time. So to start, could you tell us a little bit about how the two of you got together and how you have worked and what you have completed at this point?
Yes, thank you, Carl. This is Jeff Stegman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Clayton and I became acquainted about 10 years ago or so. I was working with a business coach who was in Vancouver, and I'm in the United States in my business.
Mm-hmm.
And he had taken me to a certain point, and we were moving into really business as a spiritual practice. And he recommended that I start to work with Clayton. So Clayton Steadman, similar name.
Right.
He does coaching in consciousness. So he has tools and has done work with Dr. David Hawkins' body of work and has taken conscious kinesiology or muscle testing of a consciousness on a scale to the next level. And so he and I work together sort of measuring my own, my consciousness and finding the low spots and then using energetic medicine tools on those places to kind of raise everything else up. There might be the critical factor for my consciousness would be a low spot, you know, for instance, in relationship. And so in doing that work with Clayton for a number of years, I became very comfortable with his testing. You know, he would always find my spot, you know, that I tried hard to hide from everybody else. So it was all, it was a great experience. And then I started to learn how to do the type of testing. And he and I discovered, well, he had already discovered an inventor who was working to create a free energy device to generate electricity with a group of inventors. And they never could do that, but what they did do was create a device to focus life force energy or available subtle energies in a device to do work or to follow programs that were written. And Clayton and I began to work with that technology just as a service project, our focus together, and we became better and better friends. Was consciousness, how to raise consciousness, how to create a high consciousness field. So we did work in 2012, just raising consciousness everywhere on the planet we could find. Low spots in a continent that would help to raise the entire continent, and it was just beautiful work. We just sort of followed our intuitions and our testing of consciousness and the critical factor for different continents.
Great.
So it's that. We just celebrated and rested and began to 2012. And then we put together Focus Life Force Energy, which is LFE.net on the web. And it's a way for people to raise the level of consciousness of their homes or businesses. We discovered we could create a high consciousness field really anywhere in the world using this technology. So that's what we're up to now.
Great.
Did you add to that, Clayton?
No, that's a pretty thorough history. The critical factor is the area where you can put the least amount of effort in and get the most amount of gain. That was the kind of the context of where we were supporting the different physical geographical locations on the planet to become higher and higher.
Then, can you tell us what is a high consciousness field?
High consciousness field, in following Dr. David Hawkins' work, he has created a scale or a map of consciousness. And Power Versus Force is one of his books. He has a whole number of books on consciousness. So each point upwards on the Hawkins map has 10 times more energy available, you know, in the space if you're looking at the consciousness of a location. So what Hawkins found is that there's consciousness everywhere, that everything has a consciousness. And we know from a location that it can, you can feel the difference between, say, a low consciousness place like a prison or an old battlefield, like in the United States, like a Civil War battlefield. You can feel the low vibration there. Or a high consciousness field you can feel in a, say, a cathedral or a temple or a mosque, somewhere where there's prayer on an ongoing basis, and it creates a place that just feels really good to be in. And so that high consciousness field we can measure using conscious kinesiology. on the Hawkins scale or map. And so when something gets above 500 on the Hawkins map, it's in the area of love. 540 and above is unconditional love. And so those we consider a high consciousness field. And they're just multiples of times more energy available in those fields.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I'll add something to that, Carl. In Hawkins' work, he talks about the number of microwatts of electricity associated with each level of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really, from a personal point of view, of if you're in a high consciousness loving state, over 500, as Jeff said, then there's a certain number of microwatts of electricity associated with that state in your body. And
mm-hmm.
so generally people that are loving are more energized, are more gentle. We just feel good around them. And so that's an example of a high consciousness field on a very personal level. Whereas if you're around people who are very angry and very negative, it kind of short circuits part of the body's electrical system, and you don't have the energy personally if you're in that state. And if you're around people who are negative or angry for some reason, or other low states like shame,
mm-hmm.
desire, guilt, apathy, even pridefulness at a certain point would be a negative if it's too bombastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those would be mm-hmm. Low consciousness states.
Mm-hmm.
That's a personal kind of experience of what we would define as a high consciousness field for an individual. Whereas Jeff was talking about geographical areas
mm-hmm.
that most of us have walked into a neighborhood or a location
mm-hmm.
we just feel good.
Mm-hmm.
There's traditions around the world where people will travel to the other side of the planet to go on a pilgrimage to a holy site.
Right.
Because they feel good.
Right. It's interesting because you do feel these things. I was in a Search for God group when I was teaching at Duke, and every time we would rotate houses, so I think it was like, I can't remember for sure if it was every week we rotated or every month we rotated, but there was one woman, and whenever I went to her house, I would just feel so, it was like the headache and everything else. And so finally I said to her, I feel so strange when I come to your house. I'm wondering if you're possessed. And she said, no. She said, my husband and I are in the process of getting a divorce. She had not discussed that with anyone, but she was such a loving person and the vibrations are always so good in her house before. But then during this period, it was just the opposite. And I think it's interesting that so many people use fear as their motive, and yet that's one of the very lowest of the frequencies that you mentioned. Isn't that right?
Yes. I mean, that's a really good example of consciousness research on a personal, visceral, physical level.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming that, if that relationship transitioned into a different form, that the environment would reflect that, so you'd
mm-hmm.
feel better in the environment. Research is really the search for truth, and truth is where you find it and how
mm-hmm.
you find it.
And not to get off a lot into your forced energy, but just to ask a question, if they had had your services at that point, would that have changed the vibrations in that house?
Yes, this is Jeff. We
mm-hmm.
we have a lot of experience with that, with our customers of focused life force energy.
Mm-hmm.
We had one the other day. A woman called in, and she was cleaning out her house, and her husband had committed suicide there.
Oh.
And she had tried smudging and people
mm-hmm.
clearing, and it just didn't feel any better.
Mm-hmm.
She went on our free trial, and literally she was the first day into it, and she said, the house feels good. She's, like, happy to be in her house again.
Oh, oh.
Mm-hmm. Which just really, those kind of things make her day.
It's a lot easier than smudging, too.
Well,
I've tried that.
Yeah, but what it does, the way that the service works, you know, we have this consciousness device, and we're entangling the address with it, and it's clearing those negative energies continuously.
Mm-hmm.
So if something comes up, like a fight or just a disagreement between people, you know, it's constantly clearing any negative energies, and it just helps. Of course, it doesn't affect free will in any way, but it just heals the environment.
Mm-hmm.
It heals the home on a continuous basis.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first part, is it's clearing, and then it's flowing in mm-hmm. the higher vibrating, high consciousness field.
Mm-hmm. How does the body respond to a high consciousness field?
Yeah, so some of our research on this, Carl, this is Clayton, is that uh-huh. the body will draw energy from the environment, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we notice when we go into a positive environment, like a temple or even a well-run business is very positive, that we feel good. And when we go into a negative environment, obviously we feel the negativity. And that varies a little bit from person to person. So just to kind of go into a little more detail, our research indicates that about 65% of our energy comes from the air that we breathe.
Mm-hmm.
About 20% comes from the food, depending on the quality of the food. And about 15% comes from the magnetic forces of the earth. And so that's why it's recommended that if you can, depending on the climate and wherever you are, that you spend a little bit of your day outside with your feet in the grass,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
it grounds us and we get to receive the magnetism from the earth. That's why leather-soled shoes are suggested over rubber-soled shoes, because rubber's an insulator. And that's one of the challenges that we have with sending people into space, is that, you know, they get disconnected from the magnetic forces of the earth, which we've adapted to work with in our biology for, you know, millions of years.
Mm-hmm.
So in this high consciousness field, you know, as we said before, the Hawkins map, each point upwards is 10 times more energy available. And in most cases, you know, from the standard normal field in, say, North America, it's around 420 on the Hawkins map.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, after our service, and you could do feng shui, there's lots of other ways mm-hmm. to raise consciousness, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of prayer and mm-hmm. meditation. But with our service, it gets up to around 555 within a short time. So that's, you know, more than 10 to the 120th power more energy available. So the body is absorbing, as Clayton said, from the air. So we're creating a high consciousness field creates an environment where there's so much more energy available to the body that the body is pulling that in and is now has resources
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that it may not have had before.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we see that in a high consciousness field, the body starts to do healing projects using its own innate intelligence
mm-hmm.
that it may not have had energy to do before.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the electromagnetic charges from the soil, having your feet in the earth. They have mats now. I can't remember what they're called. I have one. But I was using it sitting at the computer, thinking, well, you know, I sit at the computer 6 to 8 hours a day, and so this was a great time to put my feet on this mat. And you plug it into the grounding part of the electrical outlet. Then one day I realized that the whole outlet was no longer working. And so I got an electrician, and it didn't affect the bottom. I mean, there's two outlets, but it didn't affect the bottom one. It only affected the top one, where I'd been plugging this in just to the grounding part. And then I read that you should not use this close to a computer because it would attract all of the electromagnetic energy in the area and take that into your body. And so I thought, well, yeah, if it's strong enough to blow the, you know, the outlet, then I don't want to do that in front of my computer anymore. So now I take it into my bedroom, and usually either when I'm meditating or sometimes if I'm watching a movie, I'll use it. But that's being well recognized in medicine now, or at least the alternative. I don't know if traditional recognizes that, but at least the alternative is recognizing that.
And I think even in Chinese medicine, you know, there's the flow of subtle energies through the body.
Mm-hmm.
So in that grounding connection can help those energies to continue to flow. And one of the effects that we've seen in the high consciousness field that we create with some of the programs that we've added, which are enhancements, is sort of a continued flowing of energy through the body, those subtle energies recognized in Chinese medicine through the meridians, that to keep those flowing through the body and through any blocks that are there just helps, you know, feed the body and feed the organs with this subtle energy that's really healthy and helps create health in the body.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the other effects of being in a high consciousness field, is the flowing of subtle energies through the body, partially because there's more available there in the environment, but also, you know, there's some effects that we've seen that continue that flow, and the grounding is also a big help.
Mm-hmm. I think you pretty much talked about the benefits of being in a high consciousness environment. Is there anything more you want to say about that?
Well, I'll just speak to it a little bit, Carl. With this technology, there's three main programs. Jeff has mentioned the first one is cleansing,
mm-hmm.
which cleanses the old negative energy in an environment. And most of us forget that sheetrock or drywall is mm-hmm. actually, it has crystal in it. And crystals are known for storing energy. That's what hard drives are
mm-hmm.
used to be made of, and they're using computers. And there are, you know, the foundations of the buildings, the concrete, that's also rock and crystal, some crystal in it. And these all hold thoughts. You know, thoughts are very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And as we think, so we become. And if there's a history of the land before we even arrive there, you know, those thoughts also affect the vibration. So the first program we have on is to clean or cleanse out all the old negative thoughts. And so we have an exhaustive list of all the negative conditions that could occur on a piece of property. So the first focus is to clean out the old energy. The second is to add positive energy. We call it energizing the environment. And the third one is to put on enhancement programs. So we actually have a program to assist people in the environment with grounding, with better grounding.
Mm-hmm.
We have programs to enhance communication, relaxation, concentration. We have all these types of thoughts that are flowed through the technology to assist people in really having the best environment possible.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't said that yet, and I thought we should just add
right.
that. There's
mm-hmm.
three kind of three layers of energy that go out.
Mm-hmm. Great. Good. Then how can one raise the level of consciousness to create a high consciousness field in their home?
Yeah, I'll continue to speak to that, Carl. I've done a lot of research on this. So feng shui is a really well-accepted science and art in the East, and we're learning more about it in the West.
Mm-hmm.
So the average home in North America, as I think Jeff might have mentioned, is about 420 out of 1,000 on
mm-hmm.
the Hawking map of consciousness. The average home that's feng shuied goes to 460. That's a significant boost. That's 10 to the 40th power. Something simple as just cleaning your home, Carl,
mm-hmm.
will help vibration. I mean, most of us know that just from our own experience. Smudging will typically help. Statues that are like beautiful art,
mm-hmm.
anything that beautifies the environment will add energy to it typically, and it will also give us joy. And our thoughts, as they become more joyful, raise the vibration. Some people find certain types of crystals will help the environment.
There's prayer and meditation.
Yeah, prayer and meditation. There's many, many. We have a list of about 40 that we've discovered, and most of them are just things that people know about. Now, when people are using cleaning products, if you use essential oil-based cleaning products instead of harsh chemicals, those make a difference. Yeah, good lighting. A lot of people find in a high consciousness environment that they naturally want to beautify the space. So harmonious colors. Of course, nice furniture matters, and having everything be, I guess, harmonious or color coordinated. Yeah, all those things that make a beautiful home.
It's interesting because I have crystals. I have a little table of crystals where I sit and meditate. But also, you mentioned statues. And I'll share with you that today I got, and I just opened it, a statue of Madame and Child from 1530 to 1540.
Wow.
So it is magnificent. The guy I bought it from told me, he said, "You're going to love this." He says, "I've had three people that have contacted me after the sale about it, and it is, it's magnificent." I feel like it elevates me to have, as you said, beautiful arts and things around me, because for years I have worked with, well, for a long time I worked with the homeless, and I had grants to provide primary care. Now I work with cancer patients. Before, I worked with a variety of, you know, people in the community as part of my employment before I went into teaching. So I have spent most of my life working with people that had very little, and I felt like I needed some of these things to elevate my consciousness, as you said, so that I could go out and work with the populations that I worked with. And it's nice to have that reaffirmed to me that these things do elevate your consciousness.
That's a good point, Carl. I mean, we want our homes to be a sanctuary so that we come back and rebuild ourselves. And we were in a home recently here. We're working on a project to help refugees. And the lady has an item that was taken from a monastery in Tibet before it was invaded. And she's looking for a way to return it to that culture. But that object calibrated about 540 out of 1,000, which is high. So I said statues. I'm assuming they're a positive statue, of course. But this object was very high, and it was in an environment where people had been praying for maybe hundreds of years, and so it held that energy. And those things just radiate that energy out into our home, and that's why many of us, we buy Tibetan bowls, song bowls. We buy objects that have been in those places for periods of time. There just happens to be a lot of Tibetan artifacts because of that situation. So that's an example where if you have something in a high consciousness environment for an extended period of time, it will hold that energy. And then when you bring it into your home, you know, it radiates out into your environment.
And so many of the things that I have are religious and out of, you know, temples and all. And so I assume that it's positive energy that they're giving off.
Yes, it depends upon the temple, of course, and you know, if people are worshiping life and the intent to be kind and loving towards each other, then it will add to the quality of the object. And this might be a good time to mention that even if you do a free trial for Focus Life Force Energy and you don't continue with the service, offer a religious or spiritual organization to put on the fluffy technology for free. And that subscription that we give to you as a gift for whatever religious or spiritual organization you choose, our commitment is to leave that subscription on for free for as long as we have the machines. Hopefully the rest of our life, and hopefully longer.
I so noticed it, that. That's really great.
Yeah.
I like that. As long as it's... Well, I have some feelings about organized religion because... My feeling is that if they taught the truth, it wouldn't matter whether I went to the Catholic Church, I went to the synagogue, I went to the Presbyterian Church. Wherever I went, it should be okay because it's the truth. But I find a certain amount of divisiveness among the traditional religions, and hopefully your program is helping to resolve some of that we versus them that I've seen in organized religion.
Well, our intention with that gift is, you know, as people put them on their synagogues, temples, churches, communities, or anywhere in the world, that those places become places where people can connect to divinity in their own way,
mm-hmm.
You know, have a personal experience of connection.
Mm-hmm.
In this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's one of the characteristics of a high consciousness field, is it helps clear the way for that personal connection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. You didn't mention music, but I think that's probably another thing that is a high consciousness builder. Is that correct?
Well, absolutely. If I had thought about it, I would have brought the list. We'll put that on our interview resources list, is to bring our list of ways to raise the vibration. Music, absolutely. That's a good point, Carl.
I also have something that I bought. Let me see. I wrote down where I bought it because I knew I wouldn't remember. Light Life Technology. Have you heard of that organization?
This is Clayton. I don't recall hearing about it, Carl.
Well, I bought some things there, and one of them was to clear air pollution, balance emotional energies, reduce EMF effects, abate severe storms, to balance energies, increase plant growth. And it's interesting because in 2003, the plants, there was a lot of trees around my house, but they were all very short. They were maybe 3-4 feet high at the most. And since then, I've had this thing in my house, and I've meditated every day and all. The trees and all around my house have all grown. They're all over 3 stories high. And there's no one else in my neighborhood that have trees anywhere near that size. And all of a sudden it dawned on me that the trees are all just so big around my house, and there's so many of them, that I wondered if the meditation and this tool that I have was making that difference.
Yeah, I believe that's Slim Sperling's work.
Yeah, it is. Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I have his pieces as well. Yeah, I mean, our research and our customers' experience seems to say that plants really do respond to a high consciousness field, and obviously you're creating one in your place. We had a customer, a horticulturalist, recently, and she saw a big change in her plants in her yard, but she also saw a big change in cut flowers,
mm-hmm.
that flowers were lasting weeks longer in this environment because there's just more life force energy available to the plant.
Mm-hmm.
It was continuing to live. So I think you're right. There's definitely an effect on the plant life,
mm-hmm.
Really all life.
Mm-hmm. Another question I have is, does this work for everyone, or does one's free will and karma and some of those things come into play so that it works for most people but not for everyone?
This is Clayton, Carl. So the level of consciousness of a property goes to 555 out of 1,000, 998 times out of 1,000 within 5 minutes. And so we kind of joke around the office here sometimes that you can still be a difficult, obstinate, moody, angry person in a consciousness field. You just have to work a lot harder at it.
Oh. I like that. Right. And I know a few of those people.
Yeah, well, we've all had our days. I mean, you know, eventually the lovingness and the positivity will tend to it'll tend to wear off the rough edges.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a safety valve on the end of all of our programs that we haven't mentioned yet. And the safety valve is that everything in the environment is done in the, well, in terms of the technology sending the energy to the environment, that it's done in such a way that it's in the highest and best interest of all creation.
Mm-hmm. That's important.
So we do have free will.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to love somebody, to send somebody a positive thought, an encouraging thought, a thought of goodwill, is not interfering with their free will,
mm-hmm.
our opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have several different types of frequencies that go out. We have a higher one, and then we have one that's a little bit lower, and it all self-regulates. We found a way to have it
mm-hmm.
be automatic. Otherwise, we'd have to test, you know, if it was in the highest and best interest of all,
mm-hmm.
every day for every person, and we just wouldn't be able to do that and have any kind of a commercial enterprise. So
mm-hmm.
we've kind of discovered a way to have it self-regulate.
Great. You've talked a little bit about measuring consciousness then. Is there anything else you want to say about this?
Well, I would say, this is Jeff, that everyone has the ability to measure.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has the innate intelligence and the connection to all that is. And that, you know, as we say, you can feel a low property and a high property, or a high place and a low place. And the measuring, really, you know, a pendulum, kinesiology,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
feeling your heart can give you a way to measure a place and how, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you would just go by asking numbers with a yes, no? Because I think that's about the most you can get, isn't it, is a yes, no answer?
Yeah, using kinesiology, so we're following kinesiology, mm-hmm. Where you make a positive statement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think you'd probably speak better to how that works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we use, as Jeff said, the map of consciousness. We use other scales as well. We may use a scale parallel to the map of consciousness, where 1,000 represents, because the Hawkins map is 1 to 1,000 for the human domain, and then it goes to infinity. And we use a percentage scale, on a scale of 1 to 100, because that's what a lot of us think of during
mm-hmm.
the day.
Mm-hmm.
Theoretically, if you can get a yes-no answer, then you can figure out just about any question.
Mm-hmm.
The statements have to be declarative or positive, because the universe is a positive place. So there's really only on and not on in the universe. There's no off.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Right? So if you're talking to the universe, you need to talk in positive declarative statements in terms of kinesiology, so that you get an on or not on response. There's really no off, because off is non-existence, and non-existence doesn't exist. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, so kinesiology is it's a science. And one of the things that I discovered after 5 years and doing 2.75 million calibrations, I discovered the last piece of the protocol that I was missing and that I haven't really seen written in a lot of places. I think the challenge that most of us have with kinesiology is the protocols aren't complete.
Mm-hmm.
And in Dr. Hawkins' work, he has a very good set of protocols. And if you read his books, you'll find little things that he says to do that aren't mentioned in the protocols. For example, in Truth versus Falsehood, he talks about not publishing the book because of various conditions in the world. And it wasn't, and so what I inferred from that was that you have to really test if it's in the highest and best interest of all for you to release or share the information you have in the way that you're holding in mind with the people you're intending to share it with.
Mm-hmm.
So he's left lots of clues, either intentionally or unintentionally, that aren't necessarily in the protocols. And it took me 5 years to reverse engineer those protocols and have a complete set, what I think is a complete set.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll just say that's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Then once, you know, I spent 5 years doing that because I thought it'd be a wonderful thing for humanity to have if we could all measure the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found is that no matter how well you can measure the truth, if you have a personal bias about a subject, it's going to alter the capacity for you to get accurate results.
Oh.
So ideally you want a team of testers where people are able to, you know, share an inquiry so you can form the perfect question. But you really want multiple people testing an answer. And if you have any more than a, say, a 5-point variance in your testing, then you really want to look at other factors in terms of personal beliefs or biases about a subject. So we have a, you know, we have a team of kinesiologists here that Jeff and I mostly, but other people have their own way of accessing truth. And we have a pretty rigorous way of determining, you know, our outcomes, and we still have to keep checking on things. Yesterday we had a situation where we're looking to hire, and we were making an inquiry about how to explore the right question, and we found that our inquiry was 199 out of 1,000, so it was a non-integrous inquiry. And after you've done this enough, you just get a sense that something is off when mm-hmm. you're exploring the subject, and then you have to start to dig into the answers, and you have to start writing out your inquiries. And we have a template that has 25 variables in it that account, that go down to plus or minus 0.01% accuracy. So if we have to, we'll pull out the template and start to go through it, but that's a very time-consuming, laborious process. Mm-hmm. And we do that for all of the standard questions that we ask so that we are confident that at least the inquiries are very clean and very precise. And so it's a lot of work. A lot of what Jeff and I do is very time-consuming, laborious. It's a grind. But once we've figured out something, you know, that truth stands for all time. And over the years, we've, you know, created a bit of a database of resources we can draw from. And we're still learning.
Right. When you stop learning, you're dead, I hope, right?
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Sometimes it's painful, but you keep learning.
Right. Then can you tell us more about the Focus Life Force Energy program that you have?
Yeah, the service itself is a subscription service. Because it is such a nonlinear type of product, people are not used to, you know, sampling a high consciousness field. So what the service does is it, you know, we have our own basically consciousness machine or device that's creating this very high field, and then we're placing programs into it. So you can think about it like a radio station where you have the radio wave or like the carrier wave, and that's what this device creates. And then you have the programming, which is the content of the radio show, for instance. And our content are programs that we write that do these things that we've been talking about, you mm-hmm. know, the cleaning and the energizing and the enhancing. So what we've done is have a free trial so people can try it with no credit card, no cost of any kind, because we don't want any barriers. We'd like people just to give it a try. You either feel it and you experience a benefit or you don't. And we're not, you know, we're not trying to sell it. We just feel it. It's such a good, positive enhancement for people that we'd love for them to try it.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
work. And then once, if they'd like to continue, they can try another month it's $30 a month for a home. So we've tried to keep the price as low as we can and still provide all of the service. We want to have a place. Part of, for us, creating a business is a spiritual path.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to create a business that's as high as consciousness as possible. So, for instance, having someone to talk to in the office where you call, the phone number is on every web page. So you can call into the office, you can talk to someone, you can discuss it, you can cancel, you can add on more properties, anything you want to do. There's somebody loving and, you know, knowledgeable to talk to. And that's, you know, part of creating a high consciousness business is it's accessible, it's, you know, knowledgeable, and people have a loving intent towards you when you call. And so That's part of what we've created here, is a group of people that are into energy and are really positive and want to help people have a good life.
I used a service recently called Sclera Energy, and the man says that he can create and dismantle matter, and he uses a machine, and he puts your picture in there. Instead of going to a property, he goes to the person, but he puts the picture in there, and then he puts whatever, all these other things in there on top of it. And why I used it was that I had candida, or a fungus infection, very bad. My toe was all infected, and my lower legs had a rash on. And I had a physician friend visiting me over Christmas from Russia, and I didn't even realize that I had this rash on my lower legs. And so he tried to get me to take the drugs, but I thought, well, I'll try this man, because I'd interviewed him in the past. And within a month, it was gone. And it's very difficult to get rid of candida, but what he says he does is he does three things. He destroys bacteria, virus, and fungus. He materializes any nutrients that you're deficient, you know, like potassium, calcium, etc. And he balances the chakras. And so I've used him for 4 months, and I think it finished tomorrow. But it got rid of the candida, and I've had no problems with my potassium, which has been a problem in the past. So it sounds like it's using energy in a different way, but using the same with a machine of some sort. Are you familiar with Sclera Energy?
This is Clayton here. I don't know that I'm familiar with that particular technology, but there are these emerging technologies that are incredible. Really. Our kind of, or my belief anyway, is that as... you know, as the Earth is, you know, we all know the Earth is suffering.
Right, right.
We need to treat the planet with more respect. We need to treat our environment with more respect. And it's my belief that the higher powers, or divinity, or whatever you want to call it, is helping humanity to not destroy itself by revealing these type of technologies. And these technologies have existed. Nikola Tesla was well known for his research. You know, people talk about ancient civilizations and what they were able to do. And so we believe these technologies have been around for a long time. Some of them are reemerging. Some of them are being discovered. We believe ours is one of those. It's not the only beneficial technology in the world. And there are probably more and more of these that are going to emerge that will help humanity survive on the planet and to help our evolution so we don't destroy ourselves.
Right.
I don't know this particular one. It's very possible that we've come across it. I mean, I didn't remember Slim Sperling's company name, but of course I'm familiar with Slim Sperling's work. So I just may not be familiar with that particular company.
Yeah, his name is Tom Palladino.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, we're familiar with him.
Oh, are you? Yeah, good. Then... are your customers primarily in the United States and Canada, or do they extend out to other countries?
No, our customers are in 14 countries at this point. We have quite a number in Asia, particularly in China. So we have customers all over the world. And generally it's word of mouth, but also, of course, radio shows like this or interviews that people hear about it and then they try it. So, you know, we've been able to affect places all over the planet. And that really was our intention, is to, you know, heal places on the earth, which, you know, helps to heal those people within those locations and also helps the larger picture of the whole earth, as Clayton was saying. How do we raise the consciousness of the planet? It seems that our treatment of the planet is really a consciousness issue, you know. As the consciousness of humanity rises, that we'll just naturally respect and treat the planet better. And that's really part of our intention is to raise the consciousness of the planet one property at a time.
Mm-hmm. We're at about 50 minutes, so can we have some testimonies and then, or some stories of people that have used it, and then we'll talk again about how people can locate you and that type of thing?
Well, this is Clayton. The website is flfe.net. That's Frank Larry Frank Edward .net. And so we get lots of testimonials all the time. I'll talk a little bit about the plant kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
We have a customer in Florida, and this neighborhood is acreages, full of acreages, and everybody has a pond on their acreage because it's quite a low-lying area. It's just the nature of the region. And after she put the Focus Life Force Energy service on, her pond in her backyard was the only one in the area that didn't grow over with algae in the summer.
Really?
To the point where it had to be cleaned, you know, to skim off all the algae. So that's a recent kind of testimonial. We're noticing more and more with plants. They do respond. It just takes a little bit longer. So that's an interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll maybe tell one more about a neighborhood, then turn it over to Jeff. We had a subscriber named Pamela, and she lived in a neighborhood, and she had Focus Life Force Energy on her property for about a year. And like many things, we get acclimatized to influences. And after a year, she was thinking about, you know, not renewing her subscription. And that night, she went to a block party. And at the block party, what she realized was that it's the first year they've ever had a block party. And all of the neighbors around the home who had dogs that would come and dig up her garden, and they'd have parties till all hours in the night, they had all moved away in the last year.
Mm.
And really, the principle involved is that positivity displaces negativity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that your property on Focus Life Force Energy, your property calibrates at 555, but that is like a candle in the dark, and your neighbors, you know, the vibration goes out for hundreds and hundreds of feet, maybe thousands of feet, depending on the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Neighbor's home will be at 540, and the neighbor beyond them will be at maybe at 530, and the neighbor beyond them will be at 520. So it starts to radiate through the whole neighborhood, or if you're in an apartment, it'll radiate through the whole building.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a couple stories.
That's great to hear, too, about the algae, because this year, for the first time, the pond behind my house is filled with algae. We've never had it except occasionally, maybe right in the middle of the summer. But it was there in the spring this year. It's worse than it's never been bad like this before. So I'll watch and see if it kind of clears up. My neighbor said we'd probably have to get some fish and put in there that would eat it. But hopefully this will help.
Yeah, one of the recent conversations I had was with a mother. She has a son, been around 10 years old, and he's got some oppositional tendencies. So she was telling me that, you know, if some plans are made and they change, it's just a terrible experience. You know, it's tantrums and lots of negativity. And she had the service on for a few weeks, and they had made a plan to go to some restaurants that her son really liked, and he was really excited about it. And they had to change the plan, and so she went to him and said, look, we've got to change it. We can't go tonight. We're going to go a different night. And he said, okay, Mom. And she's shocked at the difference in the positivity that was there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we see that in relationships. People feel they have more energy. We have some businesses that were talking to us about the rumors and backbiting that kind of goes on in a business sometimes, and how that had just stopped happening, and people were just more loving toward each other and able to cooperate and communicate without all these backstories, personal, personal.
Mm-hmm.
It can happen, so we see that as well.
Great. Can you then give us the website again and any parting words?
Yeah, again, it's FLFE, so that's Focused Life Force Energy .net. In Google, if you put in FLFE, the website comes up. And there's some radio shows like this one on the website that are great to listen to. We have lots of information there, and the free trial is there on the front page for people to try.
Just as I close up, Carlo mentioned that we have mm-hmm. a mobile service as well. Mm-hmm. If you have an object like a necklace or a ring or something that you wear quite often, even your cell phone, if you take a picture of it and send it to us, if it's a good enough picture, we can put a high consciousness field around that object. It's about a 300-foot radius.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have that high consciousness field not only in your home, but you can take it everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, I appreciate this very much. It's been very interesting, and I know it will be helpful to a lot of people that have health issues. I'm sorry we didn't get to talk about, you know, how it might be useful in cancer, but perhaps at another time we can talk about that specifically. So I appreciate this, and I thank you very much.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Carl.
I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show. I look forward to seeing you next time. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host.